Dreaming starts at the kitchen table.
Nusenda Credit Union can help you put aside money to set your dream vacation in motion.
Our safe and secure regular savings account and club savings account that earns higher dividends can get you to your destination.
Our club savings accounts mature just in time to turn your hard-earned savings into unforgettable experiences.
Visit Nusenda.org today to find an account that is right for you.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, recently I had an occasion to take an airplane to Chicago. And believe it or not, that's the first time I boarded an airplane in about 4 years. When I first got to the terminal, I looked for the store that I usually bought my newspapers from so I could read it on the plane. But that store was closed and there were no others like it. When I got to my departure gate, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. And I'll tell you why, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon variable cloudiness with a brief shower or two in the area with a high of 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low 63. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, occasional morning rain and drizzle, followed by a shower in spots in the afternoon with a high of 74. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low 61. On Monday, mostly cloudy and very warm with a high of 77. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you, and so glad we have so many people who are really devoted to listening to this show. We really try to give you some great information. And we're going to start with this. While Mount Everest marks the highest point above global mean sea level, okay, it's not the tallest mountain on Earth. This is so great for your grandkids. That honor belongs to Mauna Kea, a volcano located on the Big Island of Hawaii. Mauna Kea originates far beneath the Pacific Ocean and measures at least 2,000 extra meters from base to peak over Mount Everest. Mount Everest is about 8,800 meters from its summit, but if you start with Mauna Kea from the bottom, they can measure it at about 10,000 meters from base to peak. So there you go. There's your science fact of the day. All right, folks, let's talk about you. Let's talk about the fact that Medicare is going to be on the table very, very shortly. Medicare is a federal health insurance for the following. Are you 65 and older? Are you under 65 with certain disabilities? People with any stage, of any age rather, with end-stage renal disease, okay? Permanent kidney failure requiring dialysis or kidney transplant. Or if you're a legal resident or U.S. citizen for at least 5 consecutive years, then you are eligible for Medicare. Okay, Medicaid is something different. Medicare. Now, the open enrollment period for Medicare is October 15th through December 7th. If we're talking to you and you're listening right now and you're either going to be 65, you're 65, you have Medicare, maybe you're not as sure as you should be about if this is the perfect plan for you, then now is the time to make an appointment with Clarity Group. They can talk to you about this and get you ready for that annual enrollment period. Now, we're really thrilled because Sally Steyer is back in studio. She's the president of Clarity Group. Karen Olson is the vice president. Just two of the wonderful agents who will be there ready for you to give you all the information you could possibly need and make this an easy decision for you. You didn't think it could be easy, huh? Well, they know so much that they literally can help you get the perfect plan for you. So, ladies, welcome back to the studio. We know you're getting busy because people are calling you at 716-393-3437, and they're making those appointments, right, Sally?
Yes, they are. Thank you, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to be back here. Yes, we are getting busy already with our current customers and new people calling in to make those appointments for the annual enrollment time, which we can officially start talking about 2025 plans very soon, October 1st. But we can't actually make any changes till October 15th. So, but we are getting busy, so we're suggesting everybody call in, make your appointments, or go on our website and you can request an appointment. Because we're anxious to fill those calendars, get you in before it's too late.
Yes, because there's always changes that we don't know about. And as Sally mentioned, the website, it's www.claritygroupny.com. That's claritygroupny.com. And Karen, you have that wonderful new location that people can go to now. They find themselves out on Sheridan Drive.
Yes, we moved out of the Boulevard Mall, so we're now located at 3140 Sheridan Drive on the corner of Sheridan Drive and Alberta, right across from Whole Foods. So you can walk right into that location anytime during the week, Monday through Friday, and during the annual enrollment period, we will be there on Saturdays by appointments for evenings or a Sunday. So feel free to give our office a call and we'll be happy to schedule an appointment with you at that new location.
That would be great. And folks, you're going to love that new location. It's great. Everybody's got some privacy. Everybody's got their own little space. And, you know, you just stay there. You bring your information that they'll tell you to bring. Bring an extra set of ears, you know, so everybody understands the kinds of things that are being talked about. And you can walk away knowing this is better than what I had, or this is much more clear than from what I thought. Sally, I can imagine we have people listening who really don't even know if their Medicare plan is the best one for them. It's just one that they inherited through work, or they think it's okay, but they don't realize they have choices here.
Oh, absolutely. We see that so much where someone will say, oh, I've had this plan for years. You know, they'll say, I don't need help. I've been set for years.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, not necessarily. Your plan is going to change. In fact, by now, anyone on Medicare should have already received a document called your annual notice of change from your current carrier that will tell you what's changing on your plan for next year. Which on some plans there are some pretty significant changes coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to pay attention to it, especially on the Medicare Part D end of things, the prescription end. There's a lot of changes coming up, which may or may not affect you, but you really want to come in, bring that list of prescriptions so we can determine how it's going to affect you.
And you know, Karen, that not only has the plan possibly changed, but maybe our health has changed. Maybe we got a diagnosis this year that's going to cause us to have different treatments than we have had. We don't know if all of that is going to be covered or how much of that will be covered, but you know where our best interests lie compared to, like I say, if we got it, maybe I've got a new cancer diagnosis. If that's the case, Should I change my plan? These kind are the kind of questions you're going to be getting.
Well, those are very important concerns and things to look at, but we also look at your changing drug list as well.
Yes.
So that's very important, and also your providers. A provider can opt in and out of a plan at any time, so we do want to revisit that every year just to make sure. Your drugs are very, very important, because as we all know, you know, our bodies change, and we meet with our doctor, and before you know it, oops, on another drug, right? So you want to make sure that your drugs are covered. Your pharmacies in network as a preferred or a standard. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that. And then also we'll talk to you about possibly signing up for mail order with the carriers, because in a lot of cases, mail order would be a preferred pharmacy, and it'll allow you maybe to get a lower cost share mm-hmm. for your drugs for, you know, maybe tier one or and tier two.
Sally, I also want to mention that some people may opt for a Medicare supplemental plan or a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, people will say, Oh, wait, there's a difference?
Yes.
That's something that you can go over with them.
Yes, we get that a lot. Like people say, I'm calling for a supplement plan. And then when they come in, they're like, oh, that's not what I meant.
Ah.
Or they say, you know, they tell us, oh, I already have a supplement. And they don't have a supplement. They have a Medicare Advantage plan. So it's important to know the difference. A supplemental plan is a plan that pays after your Medicare, leaving your Medicare as primary coverage, where a Medicare Advantage plan is going to pay in place of Medicare. And there's other significant differences, too, in pricing on the two plans, what they cover, different things like that. And it's important to know which one's going to be better for you, because there's certain circumstances where it makes sense to pay a higher premium for a Medicare supplement plan, but know that you're going to have assurances of hardly any copays or minimal copays, where if you want to save money on a monthly basis, you're probably going to be better off with the Medicare Advantage plan.
And I was going to say, and during your appointment with Clarity Group, people will have time to think that through and say, wow, I've learned a lot, you know, this hour or so. And you're going to walk away knowing, being very clear on what you have chosen for this next calendar year.
Absolutely. That's the goal. We love when people come in confused and leave happy.
Yeah, with a smile on their face.
Feeling confident. So that's, you know, that's the whole idea. And then it is nice when you can find something that saves someone a lot of money. And like I said, especially as the calls that we've been getting this year, that people are just panicking because they got these notices that, you know, make it sound like they're going to have to pay so much more money. Mm-hmm. And they may not have to. It might be a matter of changing their plan. There's things we can look into. The prescriptions this year for Medicare Part D are going to be capped at a maximum of $2,000, which is great for people that take a lot of prescriptions.
Yes.
But it's also affected some of the other aspects of the plan, you know, that there's been some changes on the medical end of things as well. So you want to look at the entire picture. Mm-hmm. You don't want to look at just your prescriptions or, you know, just a certain feature. You know, sometimes people say, I'm just going to take this one because, you know, it gives me some money back. Well, it's not going to do you much good if you can't go to any of your doctors.
Exactly. And so, to find that out at the 11th hour.
Yeah, you don't want to find that out after the fact. You want to know all these things before you go to your doctor's appointment. You want to know what it's going to cost you. You want to be prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're going to take all those things into consideration so that you're ready to go.
You know what I love about working with Clarity Group? And folks, first of all, let me give you their number again, because if you're saying, yeah, I got to do this, it's on my bucket list, I got to call 716-393-3437. Now, they've got 5 offices around Western New York, including one in Florida, okay? I'm assuming you're going to go local. But they have a new one that's on Sheridan Drive, okay, near Whole Foods right across, in Depew on Transit Road, Blaisdell, McKinley Mall, Batavia, right on East Main Street, West Seneca, right on Center Road. And the Florida office, just so we know, is in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. But these offices are staffed all the time. They don't close the door after the annual enrollment period is over. I work with Lisa. I know that if I have a question, I call Lisa any time of the year. And Lisa has my records of what I'm signed up for, and Lisa can give me a great answer that I really don't know. I mean, I just don't. But you folks do. And did I mention that your services are absolutely complimentary? to anybody walking in. Absolutely complimentary, folks. There's nothing keeping you from calling that number and going in and getting better Medicare services because you're clear on the plans that are offered.
Yes, that's right. We've never charged a fee. We're not able to. Medicare kind of runs everything. But, you know, you mentioned about us being available year-round, and that is the number one main difference between calling us mm-hmm. and talking to somebody through an 800 number. Those people are just telesales. They have quotas to meet. Their job is to just convince you to make a plan change based on you kind of assuming what the plan's going to look like. We actually sit down and show you the plans. We lay them all out. We kind of narrow down your choices based on criteria in our discussion, and we do a comparison,
mm-hmm.
and we give you the opportunity to choose a plan, not kind of envision what it would be like when you're talking to somebody over the phone.
Absolutely, and those TV ads are annoying to me because they hit on a hot button.
They tease
I'm getting,
you.
Yes, I'm going to get money back. Well, I've got to call them. The first thing they ask you is, what's your zip code? Because they're somewhere else in the country where when you speak to an agent from Clarity Group, you mention your doctor, they're going to nod their head because they know that doctor. They know the hospitals you'd like to be affiliated with and you would rather go to. And then they can help you with that. They don't know that over the phone. Joe Namath doesn't know that, and he doesn't care.
No, he really doesn't.
He's making the big buck.
Right. Yeah. So here on this show on Senior Radio Buffalo, it is all about making sure you get the best service for Medicare. Folks, we got to go. For Clarity Group, it's 716-393-3437. You call today.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everyone. Linda back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. I know I am. You know why? Because all my legal documents are up to date. Can you say that? If you can't, let me tell you. We've got some folks here in studio who are going to make you rethink that. We've got the folks from the Stam Law Firm here, second generation. You know that? Williamsville and Clarence. These folks do an incredible job, and they're going to bring up things for you to think about that will change your life, okay? if you haven't been to your, when was the last time you were at your lawyer's office? Can you even remember? Have you ever been? Okay, folks, if this is you, you have to really stop and think. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, and things happen to people every day, what's going to happen to the things that you want to pass on? That's what we call your estate, and everybody has one, okay? Don't think, I don't have an estate. You do. It's your assets. It's the kinds of things that you hold dear. We're going to welcome back in Andy Borden, who is working with the Stamm Law Firm. Andy is their estate law and planning expert. And, of course, Brian and Brad Stamm, second generation in both offices, unbelievably how they're helping so many Western New Yorkers. Talk about not only the estate, but taking care of yourself, taking care of what you have, and then coming into the lawyer's office. Now, Andy, you were just saying something a few minutes ago about people will come in and the final thing that they say to you is, I can't believe I waited so long to come in, right?
Absolutely. And what we talk about is really the intersection of a lot of intimidating, what would seem to be intimidating topics from some people, like death and taxes, mm-hmm. right? That's the intersection of death and taxes, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And there's a lot of family dynamic and a lot of emotional things that people that are really very real but unnecessary boundaries for getting their planning done. And what we find and what I find is by having a good conversation and a good consultation, immediately those walls start coming down and immediately people start feeling the sense of security of getting their affairs in order. And that when they're done through that process, it's given them a really deliberate look at their life and at their plans and at their family. And it usually feels really good mm-hmm. to get that taken care of.
Yeah.
And so when people leave, there's this sense of relief and comfort and that, you know, I did something that I'm supposed to have done and it felt really good. And that's that as a practitioner and as a legal professional, that makes me excited to come to work every day to get to share that with people and help.
Brad, we talked about coming in to see your attorney more than you normally do, just because life changes. And even, let's say, if you've gotten married or remarried, that also has to be addressed legally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we see a lot of families where it's a second marriage and the children aren't biological to, you know, the spouse. But inevitably, people want their stuff, let's call it, mm-hmm. right? Their things that they own to pass down to their kids. Okay. And certain vehicles, certain legal planning tools that we use can guarantee that, as opposed to the people that just say, well, you know, I they're my spouse or whatever, and my kids will get my stuff. And no, you can't guarantee mm-hmm. that at mm-hmm. all. If you're not planning and you're not creating the right documents that lay that out, Brian and I have had this conversation before where we talk about trusts that say my stuff goes to my kids, the other spouse stuff goes to their kids. It provides security for a lot of families in this community, and it is so important, because if you don't do it that way, there's no guarantee. And now you're going to see the fights and you're going to see the things that we all dread, okay?
Linda, if I could give you an example that I use with a lot of my clients. Let's say there's a husband and a wife, and the husband is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, as he should be. And his lovely spouse, for some reason whom he married, is a diehard New England Patriots fan. The order of their death might be relevant, because his will might say all to my wife, but if she predeceases, all to the Buffalo Bills charity. She might say, all to my husband, but if he predeceases, all to the New England Patriots charity organization. The order of their death would mean that one of their inheritances, their life savings, would go to their arch rival. That is a totally unacceptable consequence that most people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And so a trust is a vehicle where we can say, all right, we're going to do a trust together that upon the death of the first becomes irrevocable, and therefore I'm ensuring that my half goes to the Bills or my family or my children
right.
from a previous marriage mm-hmm. or whatever I'm passionate about. And therefore, my spouse is, I don't have to worry that there is any order of death, or that, you know, when I'm gone, they're going to come in and redo it and just take it over to the Patriots anyway, because Lord knows we don't want that.
Yeah, and cause all those problems,
right.
the fights and the
right.
things you see. The surrogate court will tell you story upon story.
Or Andy, then the spouse who lived on gets married a third time to a Miami Dolphins fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then
that's not legal.
Then they love each other, and they say, okay, if I die first, it goes to the Patriots. If you die first, it'll go to the Miami Dolphins. Now you bring a third team in. Because let's be honest, people find relationships later in life. Mm-hmm. So you may find love again.
Sure.
And even though you might still either have a relationship with your prior stepkids or not, maybe, mm-hmm. you never know what
things
might
change,
happen.
Things right?
change and people are living longer and people move to Florida, whatever. That you can at least set up documents now that ensures a few things. No matter what. Even though my wife or husband need to be taken care of while they're living, I still want a certain portion of this to go right to my kids someday. So there's ways to do that without upsetting anybody.
Right.
You know, it's not a prenup or anything else. It's talking about it while you're married and living just
sure.
in case.
Plus, you're putting your cards on the table. You're making everything yeah. very obvious yeah. rather than, like you say, keep your cards close to your vest and people don't know
right.
in your family.
And you're not running the risk of it not happening because right. you didn't plan.
Right.
Right.
Wow. You know, it's so true. I mean, it's really, it's amazing. And you're right. People are living longer, and that's fantastic, especially for our audience. But you're right. Sometimes it's a second and third family. You might have been close to your stepkids when they were very young, and you wanted to provide for them. Now
Absolutely.
That marriage has dissolved, they're adults. You may have a different relationship. You may not even see them anymore, and they're still in your will. You got to think about things like that.
If reality TV is already catching on to this phenomenon with the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette,
yes.
our trust work and our estate planning has to do the same.
Right.
And we've been out in front of it, but society is catching up, and we can really help a lot of people with these complexities that we didn't envision with traditional planning 50 years ago.
Right. It's just a matter of protecting yourself and what you owe. And remember, everybody, we've all got something that we hold dear. Don't think that this doesn't pertain to you, because it pertains to everyone. And it's just great to have you in studio to talk about these kinds of things, because these are the things that people don't talk about. And then they end up, in fact, we're hoping that this conversation spurs other conversations with you and your loved ones, because that's what it's all about. Don't let it just stop here on the radio. Bring this up with your loved ones and say, you know what, maybe we need to make an appointment and talk this out to make sure everybody's on the same page.
The conversations, even in our office, Linda, may start off a certain way, but they change and the things get added. And hey, I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a part of this. It just keeps going and
yes.
going. But that's our goal. We want to talk about all of the things you have. Like you said, an estate. There's no such thing as not having an estate. An estate means anything you have,
right.
period. It's
right.
not a rich term or any of that kind of stuff at all.
And I bet you, how many times have you had a penny for every time someone said to someone with them, I didn't know you felt like that.
Oh,
wow,
absolutely.
That changes right. things,
yeah.
right?
And you know what else?
You
said that the other day.
You know, right?
You know what
I didn't
else?
Know you wanted
I didn't
that,
know
honey.
That, right?
Oh, we see husbands and wives, and the kids are looking at each other like, "You never told me that."
Mm.
I'm like, "This is why you guys
exactly.
are here today."
Mm-hmm.
You're a counselor at law and a counselor in life. But you know, other things like just updating your beneficiary designations.
Mm-hmm.
Going to your bank on your checking and savings and doing payable on death to so-and-so. Tons of people don't even know some of the basic things that the banks don't even tell them.
The Brad and Brian Stamm Law Group, okay? Two offices, Williamsville and Clarence. They're at 716-631-5767. That's 716-631-5767. Bring your loved ones. Talk all about this kind of stuff. You're going to sleep better tonight. I guarantee it.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. The North Tonawanda Walmart is open again after a pedestrian was struck and killed in the parking lot yesterday. Emergency crews responded to the scene shortly after 3:15 and found the 74-year-old female victim pinned under an SUV. According to police, the 56-year-old female driver had allegedly failed to yield the right-of-way when she struck the victim. The victim, who has not been identified, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver is cooperating with police as the investigation continues. A new report by the VA Inspector General outlines a lack of care at the Buffalo VA Hospital. The report outlines management failure in several cases where veterans experienced unnecessary pain and suffering caused by insufficient oversight. Congressman Tim Kennedy is calling for a congressional investigation to ensure something like this never happens again.
This is a complete disgrace and a betrayal to the veterans who've made incredible sacrifices to safeguard our nation. It's infuriating and it's inexcusable.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
When I was at the airport, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. Everybody was using their smartphones. Actually, I do have a smartphone, and I use it on a daily basis. But for some strange reason, I reverted to my old ways looking for a newspaper. Then I just realized that I was born in the 1930s, and I had lived through 9 different decades, 2 different centuries. I went from using a rotary phone where you needed to call the operator to make long-distance calls to today's instant video calling services to anywhere in the world, from vinyl records to CDs to online music. And then, of course, from handwritten letters to email and now to text. I've had what I call a long analog life that has now turned digital, and that isn't easy. And I think I did it, except for that day at the airport. You know, it has been said that technology doubles every 3 years. Your happiness, mental and physical health, depend on your ability to adapt to change. Your successful life transition from analog to digital, from feeling frail and sickly to robust vitality, can and will happen by simply taking advantage of the multitude of educational and life-enhancing programs now being offered by the Erie County Department of Senior Services. If you are age 60 or over, these programs are explicitly designed for you to enrich your mind, body, and spirit. Enhance your life. Feel better. Look better. Be better.
For more information, call Erie County Department of Senior Services at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Linda Pellegrino, everybody, and of course you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so proud to bring you this show every week. As you know, we're very, very well listened to. Why? Because we have a lot of great information that you may not be hearing anywhere else. Now, you know, one of my favorite guests is attorney Lindy Korn in town. She's incredible when it comes to discrimination cases. She's a mediation litigator. She has been in this business a long, long time, and she has helped so many folks in Western New York, so much so that her body of knowledge now is going to be in a book. She's working on a book about the kinds of work that she does with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who's a clinical nurse specialist in psychiatry. So we're going to be talking about the types of things that will now lead Lindy and Dr. Eileen to write a book. Hey, Lindy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you on. And we've talked in studio before about the types of cases that you take, but also what happens with mediation litigators and what you learn about the client. And a lot of that is that the stress of having to bring a case that has sexual discrimination, religious pregnancy discrimination, age, what it can do to someone. You work, I know a lot with counselors also in your practice, because you find that they're very necessary to work with someone because of their state of mind. How wonderful that you're going to be putting this into a book very shortly.
Well, Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and I have actually done a lot of work together. She is a psychiatric, you know, nurse practitioner. I'm an attorney dealing with civil rights and discrimination cases. But in particular, what we are talking about is, you know, in essence, especially with sexual harassment cases and retaliation, you know, how fear keeps people quiet and makes them minimize and doubt themselves. And so when they finally hire a lawyer, and should they come to me, you know, their case is, if there's so much documentation, but sometimes it has not been conveyed specifically enough to the employer, and that's because they were scared of losing their job, scared of losing their income, scared of losing their reputation. And although I am very used to dealing with this from a legal perspective and on looking at the facts and putting them together so that they absolutely meet the prima facie elements of a case, I need someone like Dr. Eileen Trigoboff to deal with the emotional aspect that caused the fear to paralyze the potential client from the beginning. So that's why we are writing this book. And Eileen, perhaps you'd like to talk about what you do when the fear is at its height.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is that when people are so traumatized or embarrassed, or they just have difficulty with the topic because it's so sensitive, that they become overwhelmed with their feelings, and the feelings kind of dictate what's going on. So a lot of what I do in therapy is to help people to cope with those feelings so they aren't overwhelming and they aren't so frightening, that they have a handle on what's going on. And even though this terrible thing has happened to them, they can still have a voice and they can decide what to do about this experience that they have had. Somebody else's behavior has caused them a great deal of harm. And what are they going to do about that? And they have some choices. And certainly I can give you a number of clinical examples of why this is such a problem. But the main issue that Lindy and I are trying to put forth is that the combination of a legal expert and somebody who's trained and credentialed in depicting the human condition is really an asset for moving this forward for the person's mental health, but also to see if they want legal action to take place.
And Dr. Trigoboff, I can understand too that this can be so traumatizing for someone that it may be a certain amount of time before they're willing to talk about it and bring action. I think sometimes we're surprised that if someone has had a sexual discrimination or any kind of a same-sex, age, you know, national origin, any kind of discrimination, but definitely sexual discrimination, it can be paralyzing to someone, and they really might need your services before they can decide to even move forward with that.
Oh, exactly. The process of coming to grips with such a horrible set of experiences takes time. I mean, even coming to a therapist takes time to say that they want to step forward and do that kind of work, which can be very frightening. But the idea that it can take a lot of time is what's been a stumbling block legally, because the legal community, judges in particular, will say, hey, it took you 3 years to mention this. This happened 3 years ago. Why did it take you so long? And they can put other motives
right
to how long it took. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem.
Right. And
I'd like to just jump in here, mm-hmm, and say that, you know, bias and discrimination is not overt. And the emotional harm it causes, you know, also happens, you know, over a period of time. But what I see a lot, especially in sexual harassment cases, is that people actually feel threatened. that may be hard to prove. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But really, the fear keeps them quiet. Mm. It keeps them from having a case. And that is why finding your voice and the work that we've done to help people is something we want others to be able to read in the form of a book.
Doctor, for Lindy and Dr. Trigoboff, how far are you in the book process?
Well, we have 10 chapters outlined,
wow.
And we have 5 completely written, and the other 5 are in a draft state. But we're still looking for a good publisher who's going to give this the kind of attention that it needs.
Is the book more for the layperson or for the professional?
Well, we would like it to be a law school textbook so that all of the up-and-coming lawyers will understand that they need an expert at human communications in order to really handle these cases with sensitivity and to propel them forward. But I think it could also be for therapists and for the general public who has these kind of concerns.
Yes, definitely.
And I also I would like to weigh in and say that you know, I think in one sense it would be helpful for the layperson who might find the courage to understand that this, you know, what we're writing about means that there's many people like them and that, you know, there is a way for them to speak up and to actually seek some justice, you know. The thing is, there's a lot of blame and shame when you go to report something, you know, as personal as sexual harassment, and there's always a fear of not being believed. And that's really where Dr. Trigoboff and I work together. For instance, Linda, in a mediation, I might be able to strategize with the client at the mediation about the risks of litigation or our strengths regarding emotional distress and, you know, what range would be acceptable for a settlement. But at the same time, the client might have fears about giving up the case and still being safe. And I need someone like a Dr. Eileen Trigoboff to be able to work with the client to get them emotionally ready to settle.
Correct. You know, and it surprises me, Lindy, that there aren't more books like this already written, but apparently there are not.
Well, to collaborate with other professionals, you know, the whole collaboration idea is something that has been really not utilized in practice as much as I believe it should be. And, you know, I can tell you that Dr. Trigoboff and I have had tremendous success in helping people because we work together from a different, you know, she has her practice, I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is a client that, you know, has gone to her and also has me as the lawyer, we've been able to do a really good job for them because of both of our work.
Yeah, where did you get the idea to collaborate on a book? Did you work together and say, you know, we really got something here, and this is something that people should know about?
Well, we've been working together for, well over 15 years, and we've had so many cases and so many positive outcomes that it was. We taught a class at the law school up at University of Buffalo, and people were like, well, wait a minute, this is, we've never heard of anybody doing this. We published an article about our collaboration.
Wow.
And it just occurred to us, you know, this needs to be more widespreadly absorbed as a feasible and advantageous way to approach this problem. And that's so then we sat down and started writing a book.
So you've got about 10 chapters already outlined. How much longer, how much more do you think there is to this book before you're done?
That's the length of it. We're not going to add any more chapters, but it would probably take us several more months to complete the draft
mm-hmm.
that we have in place. So we're ready to go.
Do you think this book will lead to another? You think you're basically just scratching the surface?
I like your positivity.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Yeah, we'll see. We're certainly ready, but one step at a time.
Well, I certainly see the value of this, like you say, Lindy, as a textbook, because if people are saying, where is this? You know, we didn't realize, we're hearing this for the first time. That makes your job that much harder, Lindy, in court.
Well, yes, I've even had somebody not understand and actually object to my wanting my client's therapist at the mediation table, which is, to me, unbelievable at this time in our legal history. Who should be at the table at mediation should be whomever can
right.
help either side.
Right.
So to have a limitation that is arbitrary and actually injurious is something that I was not prepared for, but now I am.
Yeah, the first time we had this come up, I had somebody who was facing the person who had sexually harassed them for years, facing them across a table in a mediation session. And it was so frightening and so concerning to her. What is he going to say? How is he going to behave? I don't think I'm going to be able to look him in the eye. He's going to do it again right after the meeting. And to have the therapist who has this relationship of support and belief there, it made facing her attacker that much more amenable.
Folks, we got ladies
forward with the case.
I love this conversation. We're going to leave it until the next time we meet because we are out of time. Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and Lindy Korn. Lindy's number is 856-KORN, 856-KORN. If you find her, you need her services for discrimination, mediation, etc., you give her a call today. And make sure you tell everybody you heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
You're back listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here with you. So happy to be here. Hey, your science fact of the day. Galapagos tortoises, you know how big they are? They move at an extremely slow pace. Just 0.16 miles an hour. To put it in perspective, humans generally walk at a speed of about 2.8 miles per hour. So they're always going to be like the guy in front of you on the road who just won't go fast enough. And you don't know if you should just stay behind them and get agita or try to pass them. But Galapagos turtles, they must know what they're doing, folks, because they live a long time moving really slow. So that's kind of fun. Listen, if you are in a situation where you're downsizing, you have inherited a house, your parents are no longer with us, you have to, you know, move everything out of a house, okay, so you can sell it. You might think you're paralyzed like a tortoise too, pretty much, and you don't know what to do and it's stressful. We're here on Senior Radio Buffalo to let you know you don't have to be any of those things, because Andrews Estate Service has been there, they understand, and they will help you liquidate that house or that estate with minimal agita from you, okay? They know how to do it. They do it for a living. And believe me, folks, it can be easier on you when you're looking at this vast amount of stuff that was valuable to someone, but maybe not so much to you. They know how to do that and get you the best dollar amount you can get back for those kinds of things and take the stress out of it for you. Andrews Estate Service has been in business for years. Joe Bednarczyk is the owner. His son, Joe Bednarczyk Jr., is here with us. And we're going to be talking about something that they instituted called a virtual estate sale, so that once they collect the things in an estate, they can put it online for you to look at. So you can do things so much quicker and pick up the items and bid for those items and get those items. So, guys, it's great to have you back in studio.
Thank you, Linda. Great to be back.
Virtual estate sale has really been a wonderful, wonderful idea for your clients and the buyers as well, Joe.
Yes.
Because, again, without a lot of footwork, they can really look at a lot of things quickly.
Yes, that has been a major benefit. And as I've said in previous segments, buyers were fighting this in the beginning for a few months, 3 to 6 months. But now everybody seems to know this is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Most people are comfortable buying online. They know it's secure. They know that what they are looking for, they're going to find. More people today are focused on what they want to buy.
Right.
Especially when it comes to any estate sale. I'm hearing complaints in general from people the old-fashioned way. They can't find what they want and they have to drive here. Gas prices are up, etc. Mm-hmm. But with the virtual estate sale that we have incorporated into our business model, it makes it easier for them to find what they're looking for.
And, you know, with prices going up and up and up, here's an opportunity, folks, to get items where the prices are low and you really get a great value. Joe Jr., mm-hmm. tell us what kind of items might be included that you'll see in a virtual estate sale.
Generally, it's anything that has a sellable value, anything that is boy, there's so much to say about this.
Anything from anything, large appliances to small right. collectibles.
Right. Furniture, appliances, knickknacks, tchotchkes, hobbies and toys, and even household chemicals. We will sell everything mm-hmm. because if it does have a value, we will try to sell it.
Wow.
And if there's something that does not necessarily have a sellable value, then that is something that would be donated. Mm-hmm. And for example, like some clear glass and coffee cups, those are the items that will generally be donated. But if those are, it's like crystal, or we have some Tiffany or Waterford crystals and clear glass, those are the things that we would sell. And we try to sell items that would fit within one of our trays. Mm-hmm. This way the lots are not too large, and it's not going to be overwhelming for a buyer where they just might want to have a set of four or a set of eight of a specific item. So we try to break them in reasonable small lots. This way it would be manageable for our buyers out there.
We also sell cars, boats, motorcycles. We haven't done a helicopter yet. We're waiting for that first potential client. coin collections, which I'm shocked that we're getting so many coin collections lately, Lionel Train collections, Barbie doll collections, gold, silver, platinum, whether it's coin or ingot form, firearms, we'll take care of rifles, pistols, that not a ammunition, we take care of all of that.
And it's surprising how much that some of our clients and their children do not want of some of the some of the items, such as like jewelry or the silverware. If it's a sterling silver flatware, they don't want it, which understandably they have their own, but it's something that they want us to take care of and sell for them.
Which is why, folks, you want to get to that website and you want to take a look, because if, let's say you've got kids and now they're starting out and they have an apartment to furnish, what a great way to be able to help them with that, with beautiful fine items for really pennies on the dollar. Let me give you their website. It's aes86.com. Okay, aes86.com. That's Andrews Estate Service, 86.com. Or call them at 716-873-7440. That's 716-873-7440. You can ask all your questions. Guys, what's not then included in a virtual estate sale?
For the most part, anything that is cracked, broken, damaged, chipped, moldy, mildew, may have pet dander on it or pet urine, things of that nature, biological hazards, like certain mattresses might have some biological hazards. Those items have to be properly disposed of.
And you'll do that too.
We take care of all that. We're a one key operation. You don't have to hire anybody else to do that. The only thing we will not do is abate asbestos. That has to be done professionally and legally. But other than that, I tell everybody that house will be as empty as you want it to be. We just don't do windows.
Okay. How long will you run an average virtual estate sale?
That typically is roughly 2 weeks. And it also depends on how long we have from when the client does contact us and also when their closing date is. So typically, we try to get a two-week window. This way, it gives people enough time to search the items and to place their bids. And they're also used to that. Many of our buyers, I would say 50 to 75% of them are repeat buyers. So once they know that one of our auctions is up, that from the start date, they know that they have about 2 weeks. And if there are times where we can stretch that out even longer, if there are much nicer items there, then we try to stretch it out to 3 weeks.
Okay. Now, let me ask this. Can this be used, a virtual estate sale, for a hoarder's home?
Yes, very much so. It the process is much longer to do it with hoarder's homes, because as a rule of thumb, we need to spend much more time cleaning the items and making sure that the items are presentable. Sometimes we'll have to dispose of items that are damaged or that have issues that we discussed earlier, but it does work well with a hoarder's home.
So folks, they're really working hard for you to make sure you get all the value out of all those things in the home. Andrews Estate Service. Now, if you have a question, by all means, write it into our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page, and then the next time Andrews Estate Service is here, they'll answer those questions in a future segment. But please give them a call. Don't despair. Their website is aes86.com, and as they say, start small and give them a call at 716-873-7440. We're thrilled to have Andrews Estate Service here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Israel has fired a volley of strikes on more than 140...
Get smart with your spending with Nucenda's Breeze debit card. We've got your back by offering safe and easy access to your money. Never any hidden fees, just an account that makes sense. Download the Nucenda app to enroll in mobile and internet banking, managing your funds, making person-to-person transfers, and rounding up purchases to save. Visit Nucenda.org to explore Breeze accounts and join our credit union. New members must be eligible for membership. Equal opportunity lender. Insured by NCUA.